From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Each week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro areas. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. In today's episode, I speak with Anna Garcia, the city manager of Dania Beach, Florida, on how flexibility and adaptation have been critical to guiding the city through the pandemic. This podcast was recorded on October 15th, 2020. Anna, Spirit Airlines broke ground in January of this year on its $250 million headquarters located in Dania Beach. How has the pandemic impacted construction, and how vital is this project to the city's vision of the future?
You know, I can't believe that it seems like an eternity ago, but it was just this January of 2020. The Super Bowl was coming to South Florida. We were doing one of the greatest groundbreaking ceremonies in the history of our city. And then all of a sudden, they have not moved forward with pulling the plans yet. I mean, with pulling the permits. But we're ready to go. And we're extremely excited, but they're just one of thousands of tenants. I mean, we have 1 million square feet in Dania Point of commercial floor area, including Class A office, 1,000 new dwellings, two hotels with 500 rooms. We have very exciting development, not just in Dania Point, but citywide. And we have a team that's ready to go. One Spirit Airlines is ready to go for them to be able to get their inspections and for us to move this project forward as soon as possible.
And has the pandemic shifted those plans? Has there been discussions to alter them in any way? If so, how so?
Not at all. From the last that we heard from them, they're still moving forward and they are as excited as they were back in January. And I think the travel industry and Spirit that gives so many options for people to travel. People are dying to travel. I've already traveled, not outside of the United States, but everybody's exciting and everybody's looking forward to traveling in Spirit, to getting back on cruises again. And when that time comes, we have the plan in place to be able to move forward at the speed of light.
The Dania Beach Clean Energy Center began construction in August. Can you tell us about the project and what it seeks to accomplish, and what other development activity is gaining traction in the city?
Well, we're super excited about this project. The last taxes that they paid to the city was $1.6 million. But when this project is complete and fully operational, they will be paying in excess of $4 million. So what's happening on site right now is they're getting rid of antiquated equipment and they're investing in new technology and in the future. And as this project moves forward, it's also become our first of many projects that are going to be paying into a new ordinance that the city adopted last December, Art in Public Places. So we already received the first check of $23,000 from this project to be able to go into our Art in Public Places fund. So we will be looking at $500,000 in Art in Public Places checks this year. But in addition to that, once this project is fully operational, we're looking at in excess of $4 million in taxes for our city that in turn we can use that money to reinvest in infrastructure and in our entire community.
And what are some of the efforts that the city is currently utilizing to help reinvigorate businesses that might have been affected by the pandemic?
Here in the city of Dania Beach, we have very thought out zoning and land use plans. And we have a team in place to accommodate the needs of our investors. From a very small investment in a private home to a multi-million dollar project, our team is ready to go. We've used this time for a lot of cross-training, for a lot of investing in our team. But at the end of the day, we're ready. And what this challenge of COVID-19 has taught us is to be flexible and to be able to be ready. We're doing a lot of online applications, and we haven't missed a beat. We are very customer service driven. The electronic plan reviews are in place, the online applications. In a way, it's been a blessing in disguise because some of the downtime we've been using to catapult us moving forward.
Do you believe that the city of Dania Beach is well positioned to weather this storm and come out stronger on the other side of it? And if so, how so?
Without a doubt, the geographical location, we're like the center of South Florida. We're the epicenter of South Florida. I can throw a stone from my office and it lands at the Hollywood International Airport. I know with Mickey Arison as the owner of Carnival Corporation and all the rest of cruise ship industries here in South Florida, not just Carnival, but Royal Caribbean, they're getting ready, working with CDC. So our local economy, our local hotels, all the new hotels that are coming are working in conjunction with the cruise port and the airport. Our beach, there's so much going on and we're in the middle of it all between Miami and Fort Lauderdale. So we're excited because our location hasn't changed. And what we've done is to enhance our position by being ready.
When we started filming season one of Invest Insights, we were in about March, April, and talking about what it would be like in 6 months to, you know, a year. And we started to envision what it might be like to get back to normal, thinking that it would happen in the fall or early winter. And here we are, and it's not exactly there yet. We're still practicing social distancing measures, still wearing masks. We still can't gather in large groups. And it's presented a lot of challenges, and people have been tested, I think, more than we could have ever imagined. What have these past months taught you about resilience?
That we have to be flexible, that leaders need to be able to shift gears, that we cannot be rigid. I have this stone that someone gave to me about 10 or 12 years ago, and sometimes I face it outward so my visitors can see it. But lately I've had to face it inward so I can see it and I can be reminded. And it says, in the middle of difficulty lies opportunities. And it's Albert Einstein. I believe that in this difficulty lies opportunity to be innovative, to be creative, to think outside the box, to challenge ourselves, to challenge the team. And it builds character. It builds character because, you know, we've experienced pain. We've had losses. When one of our team members loses a family member, you know, my assistant city manager, he lost his father this year to COVID, and it was tough. And when he wasn't here, everybody had to rise to the occasion. And we've gotten closer because of it, because of the common challenge and the common thread. But just to be flexible, to shift gears, to cry if we have to, but then compose ourselves and get out there and laugh and have a good time and prepare, prepare, prepare.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Maloney. Thank you for tuning in.